Okej, RK 101. Jag kan försöka koppla varje program till motsvarande program i PR-kanalen. Men nu är det. But you know how to be a good devotee, a real devotee, you know, acceptable as such by myself and others and by God, of course, first of all. Well, I would say it is by just thinking that way. How does God like me and what I do right now and in general? No, I'm a Sankirtan mission guy, for those of you who know what that is. I mean, I dedicated my life to that back in the early 80s. And that hasn't changed in my heart, except being now more intense. Because I see that, first of all, you know, we thought back then when we were out in the streets in 79, 78, 79, especially that time, I remember, when the Soviet Union still existed and devotees there were being persecuted because they believed in God. Well, Russia changed and we changed a lot since then. Now they are Orthodox Church there. Anyway, so yeah, and then I worked in the BBT translating, and you know, we worked very hard. Got up 2-3 in the morning, every morning, except if we were sick. Every day of the week. No late mornings on Saturday or Sunday. No, no. And then had a very regulated schedule, which I think I learned a lot from and think is very nice. Because you can do a lot. And God. I translated the Srimad Bhagavatam. I was sitting there with a dictaphone at night. And I remember having a record of something like 200 plus pages in a day, translation of the Bhagavatam, and still no one has complained, because it was like if Krishna just, you know, inspired us. Once we just surrendered, so, but it was a lot of hard work and intense, long, you know, working hours, which took a lot of energy, and you know, many of us actually, I would say, spoiled their health and are now chronically sick. And I'm quite sure that if we would make a medical survey, statistical analysis of the number of such undefined chronic disease, chronic fatigue kind of thing is going on in ISKCON among us, it would be above average. I don't know, but someone wants to study such things could do it. But anyway, that's not the point. We did that voluntarily because we were, you know, passion boys and girls who just, I could even say that I think that may be how one becomes a fanatic. you know, passion, do things. You have to accomplish and collect money or build, you know, something. Then you are doing something substantial. Why just sit and meditate? That's, you know, oh no. And yes, Prabhupada, he kind of pushed his disciples. I don't think he meant to push that hard as we pushed each other then later. But, you know, his disciples did it on their own. I mean, he didn't force them to go to Germany or England. He just expressed his desire. And then they went and did this incredibly incredible pioneer work, and we should listen to, I hope their stories are appearing here more and more. And those of you who know those devotees are still with us, get a camera and a microphone and interview them. Let them tell their whole life story, especially from when they came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's movement and so on. But anyway, here I am now, 69, and so are many of us, more or less, from that generation. I'm a kind of, okay, second generation pioneer, you could say. We were also working rather hard, but nothing compared to the heroes of the very early days, and the heroines. But here we are today, and what I wanted to say here when I started, which I, as usual, have to try to remember, it was about us acting here and now. And I guess it was basically just as trivial as it may sound. That it's not the quantity, you could say, that counts, but the quality. You know, just the... what counts for me, and I think for many of us, like me, then it's, you know, my relationship to God and Goddess, Radha Krishna, Gomita, whatever words. As Prabhupada often points out, you know, whatever, as you say, Christ or God or Jehovah or Yahweh or whatever, Allah, that's the names of God. And we should simply, we should, but we want to actually. I mean, Krishna means you're all attractive. We have the chance to be with God there at our side as our friend, and that's where we are. We just need to remember that again. And the more we remember that fact, that reality, the happier we will become. And yeah, I mean, I'm finding myself here in the world, which, yeah, that's what I was starting with. which both needs it more than ever. Because Kali Yuga, as we say, it's, well, quite deeply manifest right now. Quarrel and fighting and, you know, the whole thing, and illusions flying around. Either completely or unqualified leaders. Playing with great powers and the lives of people. Or, well, you know what I mean. So, but also that the possibilities to do so, to change the world, to do something about the situation, so to help each other and share and, you know, and get wiser, has never been better. So in one way, maybe it was, has ever been worse. I mean, they say that we are just a few seconds from midnight, you know, this nuclear bomb institute, whatever, whoever it is. We were like 6 minutes to midnight in the, during the Cold War, or after that maybe it was, I don't know. So, and most people don't even notice. But I can speak like this and you can do so too. It doesn't cost anything really. I mean, almost nothing. You have a mobile phone and you have some connection to the internet. That's all you need. So for me, that's Sankirtan now. To go out here and do what I can. And whether someone then considers that to be okay, or me to be okay or not okay, well, that's me. Take me or leave me, you know? I mean, I can only be me, and you can only be you, and should only be me and you. Yeah. Maybe there was something more to say, but then I can take it later. Hare Krishna.